What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for being a listener of the Elective Rotation, a critical care and hospital pharmacy podcast. This is episode 948. In this episode, I'll discuss post-intubation hypotension following rapid sequence intubation with full versus reduced dose induction agent. I have all of the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode948. One of the most common complications of rapid sequence intubation in the setting of acutely ill patients in the emergency department is post-intubation hypotension. While the cause of hypotension may be multifactorial, the dose of sedative agent used is often implicated as a factor that contributes to post-intubation hypotension. A group of researchers recently published in American Journal of Health System Pharmacy a system-wide retrospective cohort study looking at the incidence of post-intubation hypotension in patients receiving full dose compared to reduced dose induction agent for rapid sequence intubation in the emergency department. The authors defined a reduced dose agent as ketamine at 1.25 milligrams per kilo or less and etomidate at 0.2 milligrams per kilo or less. Just over 900 patients were included in this analysis, and about 5 out of every 6 of the patients received etomidate. Only about 14% of the etomidate group were given a reduced dose, but triple this rate were given a reduced dose in the ketamine group. The authors found that the group with the highest rate of post-intubation hypotension were those who received full-dose ketamine for induction at 36.5%. This rate was statistically significantly higher when compared to patients receiving reduced-dose ketamine at just 16.7% and full-dose etomidate at just 22.8%. However, the full-dose ketamine group had the poorest baseline hemodynamics, and this unfortunately confounds any interpretation that would suggest the dose of ketamine was related to the rate of post-intubation hypotension. The authors concluded the results do not support the broad use of a reduced-dose induction agent for the purposes of lowering the risk of post-intubation hypotension. To access my free download area with 20 different resources to help you in your practice, go to pharmacyjoe.com/free. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.